जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
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 ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा
Number 22, the author says, Upeccha naam rupe dve sachidananda tatparah samadhim sarvada kuryat hridayeva atva bahi. Samadhi sarvada kuryat. You should meditate sarvada. Sarvada means 24 hours. With open eyes also you can do it. Sarvada kuryat. How to do it? Upeccha naam roop dve. You have to be indifferent to naam and roop. We have already seen that there are five things in each object. Sat, chit, anand, naam, roop. Sat, chit, anand is the part of the Brahma and naam, roop is the part of Jagat. So what you have to falsify? Naam. Falsifying means don't give importance, that's all. Next, Satchidanand Tatpara. We are not giving importance to the Jagat, okay. Good. Naam Rup, we are not giving importance. Then, you should be Tatpar. Tatpar means devoted to truth. And what is that truth? Satchidanand. Be devoted to the truth, Satchidanand. And in this way, you do the samadhi, you do the practice of samadhi, and we have seen the difference between nididhyasana and samadhi. Nididhyasana is with the effort, I am trying to do it. And samadhi is effortless. So here it is, straightway samadhi is taken. Sarvada kurya, where hridaye athava bahi, either inside, within, or bahi, outside. So either your eyes are closed or it's open. Samadhi can be done. In the next verse, it is said, this Riddhi Samadhi again is Savikalpo Nirvikalpa Samadhir Dvido Riddhi. So first, there are two types of samadhi. One is within and another is bahi, outside. One is in hriti, other is in jagat. In hriti, there is further two divisions. What is that? Well, sabikalpa and nirvikalpa. Vikalpa means with duality. Nirvikalpa, no duality, without duality. So in hriti, two parts again. Sabikalpa, nirvikalpa. Against in sabikalpa, drishya sabdanubiddhena sabikalpa punaha dvidha. Again in sabikalpa, there are two types. One is drishya anubiddhena, associated with seen, associated with drishya. And another is sabda anubiddhena, associated with words. Sabikalpa punardvidha. Now in 24th.
कामाद्याश्चित्तगादृश्याः तत्साक्षित्वेन चेतनम् ध्यायेद्दृश्यानुविद्धोऽयम् समाधिः स विकल्पकः कामाद्याश्चित्तगादृश्याः तत्साक्षित्वेन चेतनम् ध्यायेद्दृश्यानुविद्धोऽयम् समाधिः स विकल्पकः.
The last part says, I am samadhi sabikalpakah. This samadhi is called sabikalpakah. What is that samadhi? It is case kam adi chittaga drishyaha. Kam adi, refer to your verse number 4, in which the different types of thoughts are stated. Kama, sankalpa, sandeho, sraddha, asraddha, dhriti, tarehi, vidhi. These are different types of thoughts. Each thought has got a form and it has got a name. This is kam vritti, this is lobh vritti, this is moha vritti, this is sankalpa, this is dhriti. So kam adi chittaga drishyaha. Where are they? In chitta, in mind. They are drishya. These are seen in mind. Different types of thoughts. Tat sachitana chetanam dhyayet. What you should do? As a sakshi, just see it. Just witness it. Don't try to raise thoughts. They will automatically come. You don't have to do any effort for that. According to your vasana, a lot of thoughts will come. Good thought, bad thought, everything will come. What we have to do? Just sakshi, witness. But we love thoughts. If any sukhat thought comes, which we like, we travel with that and go out immediately. And when the mind is agitated, you will find lot of thoughts, one after another. Mind is peaceful, that means thoughts are less. You will be able to see the difference between two thoughts. Gap between two thoughts can be easily seen. And that is the state in which you have to abide in. Tat sachitana chetanam dhyayet. You have to just witness. Sakshi. Indifferent. Example. Beautiful example is given by a president taking a salute on the Republic Day. He is just witnessing. The whole procession for 1 hour or 2 hours, the soldiers of different contingent, they come, they do their parade and go away. Now next day one soldier comes and asks President, I was in that parade, did you see me? What will President say? No. I didn't see you. You were just a witness of the whole process. Any part of the procession, which president likes, does he jump into that? No. Even if he likes some part of the procession, he will not come from his podium. He will stand there. He will not jump in. What happens to us? We jump into the thought and then carry it away. So what we have to do? Just be witness. You are standing on the bank of river, another example. See the flowing river. Don't jump into the river. You are supposed to be just witness of the river. But if you jump into the river and if you don't know how to swim, others will be witness of your death. And you will be taken to Ganga Sagar. You will reach there. Another example, you are sitting on the 32nd floor of your apartment in high rise. From there you see the traffic, different type of traffic, different types of cars, scooter, bicycles. In India you will find bullock carts. Just be witness, that's all. See the traffic, that's all. One person said, okay, you are going. Today you are traveling to that place. Yes, take the bread. Jam you will get on the road. Traffic jam. Take that. So Mahatma is explained in different ways. You have to be only witness, 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 witness. And Sakshi is never disturbed by any of the thoughts. He just witness. Very good. This is Sabikalpa Drishya Anuvidya. Don't criticize, love or fight with any thought. Don't criticize. If you start criticizing, if you start loving, if you start fighting, then you are associated. Don't do that. Suppose during watching these thoughts, my mind goes out. Because it is habituated for millions of lives. This is the same mind is traveling. How many types of births are there? I mean, how many types of lives are there on this earth?
84 lakhs.
Millions of lives. Same mind is traveling. And this mind is still young because it still have to travel many more lives if you don't realize in this life. If you realize in this life, then mind is made of subtle elements, it will dissolve. Like your gross body disintegrate here, similarly the subtle body will also disintegrate. If not realized, same subtle body will continue. What should I do when mind goes out? Then in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Yato yato nischarati manah chanchala mastiram tatastato niyam maitat atmanni eva basam naet. Yato yato, as many times it goes out, because it is habituated to go out, bring it back again and again, But this is the practice of Sakshi Bhava. You are not body, you are not mind, you are not prana. In Atmabodhi it is said, Amanastvatname dukkha raga desu bhayadaya aprano hayamana subhra ityadi shruti sasanat. The Shruti says this thing. What is that? I am not mind, I am not attached or associated with the rag and desh. Rag and desh are related to mind. I am different from mind. And I am focusing on myself. And what? How is that? Subhram, it is pure. And self is without man or pran or any other instruments. Is it different from that? It is not easy to detach. Very difficult. That is why Arjun says, Chanchalam hi mana krishna pramathi valvadriham tasyaham nigraham manne vayo reep suduskravam. It's very difficult. Chanchalam hi mana. It is the habit of the mind. Chanchal, continuously it will move. And it is very difficult to control it. Vayu reep. It's very difficult to hold the vayu in the fist. You can't hold it. So I may be successful in the witness bhav, sachi bhav. I may not be successful. What should I do? Next one. Next one is the sabda anuvedha. Go to the samadhi with the sabda.
Asanga satchidanandah. Asanga satchidanandah. Swaprabho dvaita varjitah. Swaprabho dvaita varjitah. Asmiti shabda vidhoyam. Asmiti shabda vidhoyam. Samadhi savikalpakah. Samadhi savikalpakah. Asanga satchidanandah. Swaprabho dvaita varjitah. Asmiti shabda vidhoyam. Samadhi savikalpakah.
Guruji writes, the self is contemplated upon as the witness of the thoughts in a meditation associated with the seeing. The first one, sakshi bhav. The nature of the self is established as the unchanging, sentient seer of the changing inner thoughts. Both have got a different nature, opposite nature. Witness is not changing and the thoughts are all changing. In the meditation associated with the word, the nature of the self is contemplated upon directly without any reference to the thoughts or any adjuncts. In this samadhi, we take the help of the words. It is not mantra, only words. And what are those words? Asanga, Satchidananda, Swaprabho, Dvaitavarjitaha. These are the words. It may not be Sanskrit word also. Maybe other words also. But the meaning should be indicator of Brahman and Self. All meaning of the each word should be Self. You can take asangoham, asangoham, siboham, siboham, chindananda rupoham. But in all cases that asmi iti sabda vidyoyam, it is asmi, it is not asti. Asti means it is not there outside. I am that, asmi, I am that. There are many words in Atmabodh you find. Nirguno, Niskriyaha, Nitya, Nirvikalpa, Niranjana, Nirvikaro, Nirakaro, Nitya Mukto, Asmi, Nirmala. I am that. It's not outside something different. These are all words associated with the word. You take the help of these words. Aham Akashvat Sarvam Bahirantar Guru Achyuta. Sada sarva sama suddho nisango nirmalo chalaha. Nitya Suddha Vimuktai Akhanda Ananda Advayam Satyam Jnanam Anantam Yat Param Brahma Ameva Tata. These are the words. Single small word. Don't try to find out the meaning of these words. Don't try. These words are all indicators, and these all are indicating to the Atman. So you have to take the help of these words. Or you can take the help of him also. Pratasmarami hridi sanspura atma tattvam satchit sukham paramahansa gati inturiyam yat svapna jagat supasuptam vaiti nityam tat brahma niskalam nacha bhuta sangha. You can take this also. Anything which indicate the meaning should be self, that's all. It can be in Sanskrit, it can be in German, it can be Hindi, English, Urdu, whatever word. Only thing you have to be careful that it is indicative of self, that's all. And this you chant mentally. Mentally chant this thing. No thought is permanent. And I am witnessing this. I am not affected by it. Because the nature of the seer and the seen is different. Mahatma says, CDs can be used in the beginning, but they discourage. Why? If CD stops, meditation stops. Number two, even the CD is running, your mind may go out still. So you have to ultimately come to your own mind without any aid. In the beginning, these are all helpful. You can do it. But ultimately, you should not be dependent on any CD nahi hai, meditation nahi hoga, khalo, chalo. Aisa nahi. In the beginning, you start the practice. After that, you don't need anything. We have to do the samadhi. How many hours? So should I carry CD 24 hours? But beginning it is required. Do the practice. Learn the practice. How it is to be done. And then after that, continue. Now this samadhi, if you do it for the sufficient time, then what will happen? It will take you to the nirvikalp samadhi. So the savikalp samadhi is the preparation for nirvikalp samadhi. Savikalp samadhi means there are two types. First is drishya anubhuti. Drishya means I am witnessing my thought. Thoughts are drishya. Where are we doing this thing? Within, in hridi. So first is the drishya anubhuti. We are saying as a drishya seeing, and I am just a witness. Sakshi is different from the whatever thoughts we are seeing. It is inside. Then you may be successful, you may not be successful. And it is not the sequence that you have to do first this, second this. No, not necessary. There is no sequence. But there are two types. And in the second one, we are taking the help of some words. And we don't have to find out the meaning of that. It is always, the meaning should be, it should be indicator, if the meaning should be self. And that self is asmi, aham asmi. Asanga sachidananda. These are the words given by the author. Asanga, asangoham, asangoham. We say, na? In Nirvana Satkam also we say that. I am not this, I am not this, I am sivoham, sivoham, sivoham. Sachidananda. I am that Satchit Anand. Swaprabho. Swaprabho means self-signing. I am that self-signing. Swaprabho. Dvait Varjitaha. There is no Dvait there. It's only one. सजातीय विजातीय स्वगत भेद रहित एक अद्वितीय ब्रह्म. दिस इज अयम समाधि सविकल्प. दिस इज कॉल्ड सविकल्प समाधि. नेक्स्ट
स्वानुभूतिरसावेशात् स्वानुभूतिरसावेशात् दृश्यशब्दावुपेक्षतु दृश्यशब्दावुपेक्षतु निर्विकल्पसमाधि स्यात् निर्विकल्पसमाधि स्यात् निवातस्थितदीपवत् निवातस्थितदीपवत् स्वानुभूतिरसावेशात् दृश्यशब्दावुपेक्षतु निर्विकल्पसमाधि स्यात् निवातस्थितदीपवत्.
We all are Satchitanand that can be proved within a second. If I ask you, do you exist? Yes. Are you able to hear, see, touch, taste? Yes. So if you say you exist, that means you are Sat. If you are able to hear, touch, taste, that is the part of Chit, the knowledge part. Knowledge is happening. Sat, Chit. And you are also Ananda Swarup. The source of all Anand is within you. It is not outside. So we all are Sat, Chit, Anand. Guruji writes, as we progress in the practice of meditation, the quantum of joy and peace we experience increases. Very simple mathematics. Peace, Shanti. When there are a lot of thoughts, there is agitation. The moment thoughts subside, peace. Simple mathematics. Swa anubhuti rasa avesat. Avesat. Swa anubhuti. Swa anubhuti. Self realization. Rasa, it is a bliss. Avesat, absorption in the waves. When you practice this, the force, the power of bliss is so much at that time, it pushes the thoughts of Sabdanubhita and Drishyanubhita. When we practice this, Drishyanvid and Sabdanvid. It is the force of the bliss which throws out both these thoughts. Drishya Sabda Upechyatu. Ignore Upech, Drishya and Sabda. Nirvikalpa Samadhi Syat. You enter into the Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Duality is gone. There is no more duality. Nirvikalpa samadhi syat nivat stita deepavat. Example is given like a nivatvat stita deepa. So when the duality is not there, what is there then? It is Satchidana. In the mind, we have seen earlier also, what is mind? It's a flow of thought. The mind itself is an inert object. Who gives me sentience in the mind? Satchidanand is giving you the mind. So Satchidanand is present there, thoughts are present here. And the equation we have seen, Satchidanand plus thought is equal to mind. You all have studied algebra, mind minus thought. Satchidanand. Simple. Satchidanand is already. Can you negate that Satchidanand? No. So you will experience that Satchidananda. What we have to do? We have to just do the arrangement. For the first, we have to do the arrangement for the Sabhikalpa Samadhi. We start with the Sabhikalpa Samadhi with Drishya and Sabda, and automatically you will be sucked into that Samadhi. Like we all are sucked into the sleep every day. Our job is to just do the preparation. Adjust everything according to your requirement, and then you are sucked into the sleep. Regulate your fan, light, bed, and everything, you adjust. Then after that, start. Similarly, here you have to, you do the practice of Sabhikalpa, either with associated with the scene or associated with the word, you will be sucked into it. But what is the difference between Samadhi and sleep? Samadhi is sleepless sleep. Only thoughts are slept. Satchidananda is not slept. It's there. There is full awareness there. There is no word. But I am alert and aware. What is the world? World is only thoughts. Thoughts are no more there because they are pushed by the bliss. The force of bliss is so powerful there that they all go out. What remains? Satchidananda. Alertness is there. Awareness is there. So what is the difference between sleep and samadhi? Number one, in sleep there is ignorance. In samadhi, there is knowledge. Knowledge of not physics, chemistry. Knowledge itself, Satchit, chit part is there, awareness is there. Continuously awareness is there. Sleep is a tamasic state. Samadhi you get when you are nearly 90-95% sattvic state. When you are in the sattvic state, samadhi will happen. In sleep, there is no alertness, awareness. When we are in the deep sleep, there is no alertness, awareness. We are not aware about our body. We are not aware about our true nature. Do nahi pata nahi. I don't know my true nature. I don't know the world also in deep sleep. But in samadhi, I am alert, I am aware. In both cases, there is no duality. In deep sleep also, there is no duality. In samadhi also, no duality. Because we have reached that state. In samadhi, bliss is covered by ignorance. Bliss is there in sleep. In sleep, there is bliss is covered by ignorance. It is not positive bliss. It is indirect bliss. But in samadhi, bliss is of true nature, which is experienced. In sleep, when you wake up, you are still ignorant. But from samadhi, I am talking about the Gyan Samadhi. I am not talking about the Jar Samadhi, where you go into the samadhi without the knowledge of self and Brahman. If you go into the samadhi without the knowledge of self and Brahman, you will come back ignorant again. That is why in the book up to verse number 21, the author has given you the knowledge of the Brahman. Kis par meditate karna hai, that all knowledge already given. After that he is saying that now you start meditating. So when you come back out of this Gyan Samadhi, not Jar Samadhi, Gyan Samadhi, your vision is changed. You are no more ignorant. When Drishya are not there, I experience my own true nature. When in the mind there are no more thoughts, I experience my own true nature. Ram Das Swami said, after long time I meet myself. After a long time, you have to practice for a long time. These are all the experience of great saints. It's not within one day you will get. You have to practice it for a long time. So he said, after a long time I meet myself. What is our position? We have put on a lot of masks. Father mask, mother mask. Lot of, I am officer, I am this, I am this. Lot of masks we have put in. When you remove all these masks, then you will find your own true nature. Zen master says that if you want to meet yourself, if you want to see your own true nature, then meditate. Meditate, you will see him face to face. You will find him there. Sant Gyaneshwar says, I want to see myself. You see this, Sant and Mahatma, I don't want to see the world now. Upechanam rupa, I want to see myself. When the mind becomes pure, then this thought will come. This suvecha will come. That I want to know myself. And when you go there, what will happen? A droplet wanted to see the ocean, fell into it, became ocean. You can't say what is that, what is there. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, a sea doll went inside to the ocean to measure the depth of sea.
Salt
melting. What became? Become one. Who will tell what is the depth of the sea? Same way, mind, when we transcend, when we transcend our thoughts, mind is no more there. Who will give you what did you see when you transcend the mind? No equipment is available. That is why nobody could describe Brahman or define Brahman till today. Not possible, because the equipment is not there. You have transcended mind. You think you have got the best equipment in the world and you can see everything by your equipment. No. You have gone beyond mind. Now you cannot do anything. And the realized person is in the ocean of bliss. Ocean of bliss. And in the scripture it is said, one drop of that bliss, from that ocean, one drop. And a fraction of that one drop is sufficient to give the happiness to all the beings, starting from Brahmaji to Pipilika, in the past, in the present, in the future. A fraction of the drop of that bliss is sufficient for 3 periods of time, past, present and future, for all beings, starting from Brahma. And the realized person is in the ocean. Now tell me, the realized person, will he be interested in the petty joy which we experience from the objects, emotions and thought? No. He enjoys that bliss. In Upadesa, the same thing has been described by Raman Maharshi as Bhava Sunya Sat Bhava Sustiti Bhavana Balat Bhakti Uttama. Bhavasunya. Bhavasunya, no thoughts. Sustiti, that is the best sthiti. When in the mind you are aware, you are in contemplating, you are in the meditation, but there are no thoughts. Bhavasunya. Sustiti. Bhavana balat. And it is because of that force you are in that. That is called the bhakti uttama. So in samadhi, what will remain ultimately? No thoughts, but Satchidanand will be there. But not anything else. There is no knowledge of any worldly things, but the knowledge itself, the awareness, the alertness, that will remain. And bliss is that thing which people want. Everybody wants, and nobody wants to come out of it. Nobody wants to come out of it. We are not talking about the people who go into the samadhi and they leave their body in yoga. We are not talking about that yoga. We are talking about the Gyan Samadhi. Lord Shiva, he always is in that state. He doesn't want to come out. When Parvati ji wants to ask any question, then he says, Puniman Bahir Kina. With effort, Lord Shiva has to take out his mind out. He has gone beyond mind. When Parvati ji asks any question, Puniman Bahir Kina, he comes out. So how this Nirvikalp Samadhi can be compared to? So it is a Nivata Sthita Deepavat, like a lamp kept in a breezeless place. So the flame is going upward, is not moving, not wavering. Same way, inside you, the mind is no more. There is no breeze of thought. That Satchidana alone is there, and this thought breeze is not there. So it is sthit nivata deepavat. No vasana, no modification, no thoughts at that time. Why it is compared with the lamp, not with the mountain? In Bhagavad Gita also comes the example of chapter 6. Why lamp? Why not mountain? Mountain is so big. So Satchidananda is not like a rock, inert thing. It's like a light. Light means don't try to see that red light or yellow light or in while meditation mein baith jao ek lamp laga diya, try to concentrate on that. No. There is no color, nothing. Light represents the knowledge, the awareness is there, alertness is there. In Gita it is said, yatha dipo nivatastha naingate sopamasprita. So how can you reach that state? Somewhere else it is written, yada panchavattishtante jnanina mansa saha buddhischana vicheshtate tam ahu paramagati. Tam ahu paramagati, that is called the paramgati. When yada panchavattishtante, when your five jnanendriyas are controlled, no more functioning, no more seeing extrovert things. Jnanini and manasasa, with your intellect and mind. So mind, intellect and five organs of perceptions, they are not working. Buddhischa na vicheshtate, buddhi is also na cheshta, vishesh rupena cheshtate, no cheshta, tad ahu paramagati, that is the highest state. This is all theory so far. What we have to do? Do it yourself and experience it. Everybody can reach to that state. There is no problem. Success is guaranteed. But you have to practice. Practice and experience it. So after discussing the Drishyanubiddha, Sabdanubiddha and Nirvikalp Samadhi in Riddhi, now Bahi Samadhi will come. Because it's not there, it's only in the inside, only within. It is outside also. And this is Jnana Samadhi. This will change your vision. You will be able to see the Atman or Substratum everywhere. It's guaranteed. Why guaranteed? Already author has said, each thing has got five things. Be it inert or sentient being. You accept, no? Everything has got five things, even the inert thing. How will you prove? The chair has got Satchidananda.
Isness.
But again you have to prove, no? Kaise hai? Brahman. Brahman has got a power called Maya. From Brahman came Akash. In Akash there is Satchidananda. From gold became gold ornament. So in the ornament, gold is there. So anything from the Brahman coming, he is Satchidananda. The first came Akash. So Satchit Ananda plus Akash. From Akash came Vayu. So Satchit Ananda, Akash plus Vayu. Then came Agni. Satchit Ananda, Akash, Vayu, Agni. Then Satchidananda, Akash, Vayu, Agni, Jal. Satchidananda, Akash, Vayu, Agni, Jal, Prithvi. Satchidananda is continuously in each of everything. And with this Pancha Mahabhut, whole world is made, including my body. Ab batao, Satchidananda hai ki nahi? Is the Satchidananda there in the table? Is there? In chair, is there? Whatever you see in this world in 14 Loka, Satchidananda is there. But what we see? We are seeing only Namdu. We are seeing bangle necklace, not gold. And the Shastra says, you have to see gold, not bangle and necklace. So what is to be done in Bahi Samadhi? Let us see. 1 minute. This state of knowledge is called liberation, Guruji writes. When you reach that, that is liberation. We hear of the yogi going into the Samadhi and leaving the body through the Brahmaranda. The samadhi of such a yogi is different from one discussed here. This is a state of knowledge which removes the ignorance of the mind. Avidya will be gone away. On regaining the body consciousness, the transaction with the world will continue, but with a difference. World will be there, my body will be there, I will be transacting with family, friends, everything, the whole world will be there actually. There is no change in the world. The change is only in the vision. The vision has changed. There is no more bondage, no sorrow, no limitation. Ignorance once destroyed never makes a comeback. So careful. After becoming realized, if you want to become Jeeva again, you can't come back. It's one-way traffic. Gaya udhar gaya, bas, khatam. Hence, its effects are never experienced. That into which the mind merges is Samadhi. So the self itself is called Samadhi. The mind in which it merges is called Samadhi. The self is Samadhi. Practice means effort, and effort presupposes duality of the doer and the objective to be attained. Hence, the Nirvikalp Samadhi cannot be a stage of practice. When you are practicing, then the mind is still there, the duality is there. But when you go beyond the mind, no more duality. No more practice is there. Kitna der tak rehna hai udhar? One moment is sufficient for the experience of life. One moment. once you get this experience, you don't need to have the experience every day. One electricity yoga, Pujya Gurudev used to say, is sufficient for your lifetime. You want to experience electricity? Gurudev used to dramatize, open the bulb, go there, put in your finger inside. Electricity yoga, then you will run in the room. Would you like to have a second experience after that? Not required. Bahi Samadhi.
But Uncle Ji, maybe that's why people don't want to go there. They are afraid they won't come back.
That is why he said, na, it is a different type of thing. That I read out that same thing because it's different from the yogic samadhi which they say they take out there from Brahmarand, Gya. I will not come back. People fear whether I will come back or not, whether my mind will come. Samadhi ho gaya. They get up. Kahan gaya? I'm not aware of my body. I'm not aware of anything. Are mind is, you have transcended. There is no more mind. Why do you want to come back? Stay there. Enjoy that bliss. No thoughts. That is the state of bliss. In the deep sleep also there are no thoughts. You enjoy that happiness. So what is happiness? Simple and kindle life, Gurudev has said. Sorrow is your agitation of mind. When a desire comes, what happens? Copy, desire has come. It is agitating your mind. Copy. The moment you get the coffee, what happens? That thought gone, subsided. And you experience happiness at that time. No thought. Till such time you get another thought of another desire comes in, then you again agitation suru. So what is happiness? What agitates your mind? Your desires agitates your mind. Reduce desire, you will be happy. The more you have got the number of desires, more you are agitated. We think more objects will give me happiness. It gives you more sorrow. You can be happy without the objects of the world also.
Ridiva bhaya deshepi.
Ridiva bhaya deshepi.
Yasmin kasmincha vastuni. Yasmin kasmincha vastuni. Samadhiradhyasanmatrat, Namarupa prithakritihi, Ridiva vaya deshepi, Yasmin kasmincha vastuni, Samadhiradhyasanmatrat, Namarupa prithakritihi.
Hridi in heart, as you have done within, vahya dese api, in the same way you can do outside also, where yasmin kasmin cha vastu, anything of the world. Yasmin kasmin, anything. Why anything? We have already seen, we have already proven anything, Satchidananda is there. We have proved that. Yasmin kasmin cha vastuni samadhi adya san matra. Samadhi adya. Adya means the first one. The word adya is there, indicate the first one. What was the first one? Samadhi in the hridi? Drishya. The drishya was the first samadhi and the second one? Sabda. So the first one is the seen, drishya, yasmin, kasmin, vastuni. These are all drishya, seen. Yasmin, kasmin, vastuni. Samadhi, adya, sat, matrat, naam, roop, prithak, priti. Bole, you have to, what do you do? You have to just prithak, priti. You differentiate. Differentiate between what? Sat, matra, existence.
In all these vastu, you will find the existence only. Ichness, 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 ichness is there. That ichness belongs to Satchitanand. Sat means existence. So existence, ichness, you will see everywhere. So what you have to differentiate? Satchitanand and Naam Roop. So it is said Naam Roop Prithak Priti from what? San Matrat. Sat, Chit, Anand, Naam, Roop, Asti, Bhati, Priya. Naam, Roop, these are five things. What we have to differentiate? Naam, Roop, you take out. What will remain? Do you have to close your eyes now? No. Is it not 24 hours samadhi? Can you not see the Satchitanand outside? But that Satchitanand you can't see it with ichness. Mere ko dikhao, show me the ichness. We can't show it. We will see more on our next day. Next day we don't have class, na?
We have Swami Ramakrishna next Sunday, so we will have this class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
So the first discourse will be at 9 o'clock. So we have two next Sunday, 9 to 10:30. There will be some routine break, and 11 to 12. I'm sorry?
Consecutive, it's not one or the other, right?
No. It is like for 7 days. Okay. I mean, six. So two sessions on Sunday and five from Monday to Friday. So it's all same discourses.
No, it's not same different discourses. Different discourses on the same.
There's some same. Like it's
a continuation.
It's a continuation. Yeah. So the same topic.
तो सोच रहे थे पेनल्टी लगाएंगे उनको जो एब्सेंट होगा उसको पेनल्टी देना होगा
हां देना पड़ेगा
फॉर अटेंडिंग डिस्कोर्स नो फीस फॉर नॉट अटेंडिंग वी आर गोइंग टू इंपोज पेनल्टी difficult to nahi na it's simple na
practice karna hi to difficult
hai that is your part my part is to explain that's all
know the theory
na theory is not
otherwise
yes.
For meditation there are many misunderstandings
yes
no
hello
I'll be in the car
yes
yeah
Maya does not exist, but at the same time, in the next page they explain, you know, about Maya. So
yeah,
is it?
There are three standpoints. Next day I will explain.
Okay.
From three standpoints, the three different things are coming.
Well, that's the only thing I had.
Yeah.
But then, is it all in our mind? Then, in that case, you know.
Should we just
Yeah.
replace it with the positive thoughts.
Yeah, we need to take that as soon as they take
it. If we don't do any harm.
That is why it is the consciousness.
Satana with the...